Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
Hey there, everybody. My name is Humberto Avila, and I'm here yet again with another podcast demonstration of an app. This app I'm going to demonstrate is called the Microsoft To-Do app. In this app, tell the to-do basically is a to-do list that you can do. You can input your tasks you need to do, the important things you need to have done, and just let the app do the magic for you automatically. It's going to remind you. It's going to synchronize across everything. It's going to pretty much do things for you. You can just get it done. It's like you have a list of tasks and you have a piece of paper. You can check off everything as you can do it. Tick, 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 and you just get it done and everything. This app actually does pretty much that, but I explain actually the use of this app. There are one or two things about this app. The first thing is that the greatest thing you can do in this app is actually allow you to synchronize across devices. So for example, I have a Braille Note Touch based on the Android operating system. I have a Microsoft or a Windows laptop and Windows computer desktop, and it allows me to synchronize that in this iPhone, which I have, and it works on all three devices. Just like the Apple numbers, you can only synchronize to iCloud, which is Apple ecosystem, but in this one, you synchronize across everything, iOS, Android, everything, and pretty much take everything in tasks, your lists, and things on. The other thing is, this app is fully 100% accessible. Very accessible with voiceover, very accessible in the way I want to demonstrate this a little bit. You're going to see for yourself the accessibility, the low accessibility that with this app. Microsoft really did a nice job at implementing the accessibility in this app. That's it. You would need an internet connection in order to synchronize your to-do lists, your tasks you need to accomplish for it too. So, and also you'll need a Microsoft account to get started. So those are the only to get started in this app. So if you have like a live.com or outlook.com email, good news, you're set. You need to do anything, you just launch the app and sign in with your login credentials. If you have Skype, great, that's it. You need to sign in your credentials. Otherwise, you might need to create an Outlook email, Microsoft. So, let's get started. First thing I want to do is I'm going to show you the interface of the app, all its buttons and everything, features of the app, graphics. Next, I'm going to actually take it to the, do an actual tasks list and apply everything, just like I would do when you plan out my day or week or in the year. And I'm going to highlight the accessibility functions of the app along, just to show you what you can actually do in this app. I'm going to go to the various methods of inputting information, various formats. That's pretty much it for. Let's get started today. The app
Dock to do
happens to be in my dock, so I'm just going to launch it by double tapping.
To do sidebar button.
Okay, we are in the to do main interface, the Microsoft interface. The first button is sidebar.
Sidebar button.
This does several functions. It serves as a sort of back button to get to the main things that you can do in this app, and I'm going to explain this in a little bit later in this demonstration. Of what you can, what the sidebar actually is about.
List options button.
So I'm flicking right with one finger. The list options, which basically gives you the ability to rename the list. In this list name is called tasks. As you can see, it actually gives you the ability to do several things, including importing it, exporting it, or doing whatever. We go through this at the end. Some more time to do.
List name tasks heading.
List name tasks, and is the main heading of this app. So I'm gonna keep flicking right.
NLS transcription section lesson 2, review and recomplete and re-upload, incomplete task, important task, due Wednesday, March 6th, button.
Oh, okay.
Actions available.
So, after the list name heading, you jump straight into your tasks, to-do items. If you notice what VoiceOver was saying, just what I need to do in this case, while I was doing, it's going to go to the NLS transcription here in the US, that's my transcriber, that's a Braille transcriber, permanent UAV transcriber. Certificate, but anyway, this is the actual task's name, followed by some information that VoiceOver was saying, important, the number of the task and the due date, and it's a button, so I can actually press this button with double tap, review the information or edit the information. So after this,
list name, tasks, heading,
after flicking right,
NLS transcription section lesson 2, PNWAER Spring Annual Conference, please reach out to the NFB Newsline team.
Okay, so that's,
do a podcast about that.
Yeah, so that's basically, I'm flicking right now, you scrolling through all my tasks that I need.
Do another podcast on the Gmail app.
So, all of that, all those are my to-do lists, my tasks that I need to do. So we're not gonna take time to go through my personal tasks. I actually want to create some tasks, so just for the purposes of demonstration. To do that,
list options, sidebar, list options.
I'm gonna just anywhere in the app, I'm gonna do a tap with four fingers, single tap with four fingers in the bottom of the screen, and I'm gonna get to a button called
add a task, text field.
Oh, it's actually a text field that you can use to immediately and instantly go to the add a tasks, text field. So, in this is just a regular standard voiceover text field. I'm going to double tap on it.
Add a task. Text field is editing. Add a task. Insertion point at start.
And I can just input some information. So, let's just make it more realistic. What do I need to do today? Or maybe what do I need to... Let's say that I need to wash the dishes today. Without... just today. And I also need to put some information. Let's put that on first.
Sidebar. But return. Do a podcast about move ins. Please check up. Please remember about the return. For speak line, braille screen input, orientation locked, landscape, screen away mode, contracted.
Okay, so I'm going to input the information here.
W A S H wash T H E P D I S H E S.
So I'm going to return or enter twice to get out of the text view.
Wash the portrait. Please learn the spectrum. Please add a task. Add a task.
So
text field.
The most recent tasks that. The task that I created is bottom toward the bottom of the screen, and I can just after the add a task text field, I can flick left.
Wash the dishes. Incomplete task button.
So
actions available.
Stopped with one finger, and what I need to do is find out. Okay, so I need to do that. What other tasks do I need? Well, let's see.
Add a task. Add a task text field.
That's just for the purposes of demonstration. We're going to create some more tasks. Two tasks in particular. One I actually need to do, like for reals.
Add a task. Text field is editing. Add a task. Word mode. Insertion point.
The other one is, you know, just for the demonstration.
Speak line. Braille screen input. Orientation locked. Landscape. Screen away mode. Contracted.
So I'm going to actually type this.
R-E-C-A-R-G-E. Recharge. M-Y-S-P-E-A-K-E-R.
And I'm going to press enter in it. And
recharge my speaker.
It will actually create the task. It will create the task, but you're still in edit mode. You're still in your keyboard is still showing, so you can actually create another task here again. And I'm gonna create a task called please.
P L E A S E please G go T O two and Y my dot cap J O B job I N T E R V I E W interview O N on dot set cap o n dot d f f f f
Monday exclamation mark and
please
going to I pressed enter, so I'm going to press it again. Press enter.
Portrait. Wash the dishes. Incomplete task button.
So I'm in the most recent tasks automatically. Voiceover sometimes voiceover jumps me straight to the most recent tasks when I create new tasks, especially if I have two tasks or more than two tasks in a row like that. I just did it. So
recharge my speaker. Incomplete task button. Actions available.
Okay, so I'm gonna double tap here.
Selected. Dismiss detail view button. Task title. Recharge my speaker. Text field.
And I'm flicking right to get to this information.
Recharge my speaker. Normal task. But add step. Text field. Add task to my day button.
So I tasked. I actually need to do this today, so I'm going to do that.
Remove task from my day.
As far as you when you double tap in the add task to my day, it automatically changes to say remove task to my day. So that means that as soon as you double tap your task or automatically your day task list of tasks. And I'm gonna go and explain here in a bit how you can do that.
Reminder button.
I need to set a reminder. So how do you do that? Well, just double tap here.
Selected later today, Thursday, 3 p.m. button.
So here, it'll bring up a pop-up window like VoiceOver, like how it did it. So that's letting us know that there's a pop-up window, and we can some options here.
Tomorrow, Friday, 9 a.m. button. Next week, Sunday, 9 a.m.
And you can do all that. There are some options, some standard times that you can set up.
Later today, Thursday, 3 p.m. button.
Okay, later today, I actually want this option just because I want to just quickly remind myself to, since my task is in my day.
Dismiss detail view button.
Okay, so the reminder is already set up for today. As soon as you double tap here, your task will be created with a reminder. So I'm going to get out of this and exit this view.
Sidebar button.
Okay, so it brings me back to the top of the app with the sidebar button. That I'm going to come back here in a bit. So I'm going to go to the bottom of the app.
Again. Add a task. Add a task. Text. Please go to my recharge my speaker. Incomplete task. Amy day. Added to my day. Remind me at 3 p.m. button.
So notice how VoiceOver is saying that all this information is now is complete tasks. It's any day, but it's on my day at 3 p.m. Okay, so we're going to go to the next task. Flick right.
Please go to my job interview on Monday. Incomplete task button.
So let's say a really important job interview that I really need to get to right now. This is such a great task to demonstrate all these features.
Selected. Dismiss detail view button.
Of the application. So I'm going to flick.
Task title. Please go to my job interview. Normal task button.
Here that we say normal task. if we double tap here.
Important task.
It will set it as an important task. So I'm going to double tap again.
Normal task.
And it will remove the importance and it will say normal.
Important task.
I want this to be an important task because we know how important job interviews are. So I'm going to
add step text field.
I flick right in. I'm going to add step. So I'm going to double tap in this edit box, this text field.
Add step text field is editing. Add step character and mode insertion point at start.
Couple of steps here. You don't have to do in this precise order like I'm doing it right now. I'm just for demonstrations. Purposes, I'm going to do
words, speak language, braille screen input, orientation locked, landscape, screen away mode, so contracted.
I'm going to say
dot brief one, period one,
address
dot set cap tr address POFES dot NALLY.
Dress professionally.
One, dress professionally.
Okay, number two,
dot three, four, dot three, four, dot three, two. Two,
I'm going to say take
dot set cap AKE take what are your PORTFOLIO.
My portfolio.
Two.
And three. Let's just say.
Dot 343. Pair three.
Have an awesome attitude during the interview. And you'll come back to this and say, okay, did I do that? And I'm going to complete the task. So.
Dot six. Cap have A N N A W E dot S. Awesome. A T T I T U D E F F.
Exclamation point. I'm going to return twice.
Three. Portrait.
To complete the
next step.
Test.
Text field.
Now voiceover.
At next step. Text field.
Jumps me back to the next step just in case I need another step and want to do it. I'm going to go.
Task title. Please go to my job interview.
Back to the top.
Please go to my job interview on important task button.
Task. When I flick right, this will happen.
Uncompleted. One. Dress professionally. Step one of three button.
So
actions available.
Okay, notice how VoiceOver is saying, okay, it's uncompleted. One is dress professionally. So I need to dress professionally. I'm going to flick again.
Uncompleted. Two. Take your portfolio. Step two of three. Button.
You take all my stuff, all my resume, things I need to demonstrate in the interview. I'm gonna do it again.
Uncompleted. Three. Have an awesome attitude. Step three of three. Button.
Okay, so I'm flicking right now in these steps.
Next step. Text field. Add task to my day. Button.
Do that.
Reminder. Button.
So I need a reminder. That day. But I can also do this.
Due date. Button.
Flick right to get to the due date, and I can just double tap.
Today, Thursday, button.
Today, so this pop-up window will appear, as VoiceOver was saying.
Tomorrow, Friday, next week, Sunday, button. Pick a date, button.
So I can pick a date.
Pick a date, button.
So that's the last option. I can pick a date. So I don't want the standards that come up. I'm going to double tap and pick a date.
Due date, back button.
So in here.
March 2019, heading.
Okay.
Set button.
I'm clicking right to get this information.
Sunday, February 24th, 2019. Button.
Okay, here's what I'm going to explain this a little bit. This screen is laid out in calendar table format where you can set up your dates like a calendar. So if you're familiar with calendars and how they're laid out, for those of you who might have some vision, or those of you who learned in school layout calendars. It's a table with seven columns and, X number of rows of different weeks or so. Column 1 through 7 starting from Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So those are your columns. And your days of your weeks are rows. And the months, that's how they actually move. So in this screen, this screen is actually laid out like this, like the calendar table. And we're going to move through by just explore by touch. So I'm going to, let's see, I want to find the date I want.
Tuesday, March 5th, 2019. Button.
I'm going to move with my finger.
Tuesday, March down. 12th, 2019. Button.
I'm moving down with my finger as I hold the finger on the screen and exploring.
Tuesday, March 19th, 2019. Button. Tuesday, March 26th, 2019. Button.
Okay, I need to move up as I hold the finger.
Tuesday, March 19th, 2019. Button.
Okay, now I need to move left with my finger. I'm still holding my finger on my phone.
Monday, March 18th, 2019. Button.
So I released the fingers. That's the date I actually want. It's Monday. So next Monday, which is March 18th. So let's see. I'm going to double tap here.
Selected. Monday, March 18th, 2019.
And after that, I can just move back to the application, to the top of the app, by doing one single tap with four fingers at the top of the screen.
Do March 2019. Set.
And button. Say set by flicking to the set button. And double tapping.
Dismiss detail view button.
So I double tap the set button. It brings me to the app.
Act reminder button. Selected. Due date. Due Monday, March 18th button.
Okay, so now my due date now is to Monday, March 18th. After screen.
Repeat button.
You can actually repeat this task if you want, but we won't do that. And it's going to bring up a standard pop-up window saying, you know, like how many times, and or you want to select the cost times.
Add a file button.
You can attach a file in this, you know, like a text file or MP3 file or whatever you want to have an extra enhancement to show in the task that you need to enter.
Add a note button.
Or you can add a note in this.
Created 10 minutes ago. Delete, please go to my job interview on Monday. Delete, please okay. Go to my job.
So that's it. And let's go back. I'm actually going to scrub two fingers to quickly just go back.
Interview on Monday. Sidebar button.
And I'm back at the sidebar button at the top of the application. With all my tasks are. I'm going to go to the bottom.
Add a tab. Please go to my job interview on Monday. Incomplete task. Important task. 0 of 3 steps completed. Due Monday, March 18th button.
Okay.
Actions available.
So there's my app. There's my the task I just created. It's showing at the very bottom of the stack of tasks, just like any other recent task that shows up. I'm going to double tap here.
Selected. Dismiss detail view button. Tap, please go import. Uncompleted.
Okay, let's just say that it's next week. Well, and let's just say that, so there's one step here.
Uncompleted. 3. Have an awesome attitude. Step 3 of 3 button.
So step 3 of 3, I've actually completed this step because I did have an awesome attitude and I did answer the questions correct, you know, how I supposed to answer them, and I have a positive attitude and all that. I'm going to double tap here and you'll hear what happens.
Completed 3. Have an awesome attitude. Step 3 of 3.
Awesome. It'll say completed.
Uncompleted 2. Take completed 3. Have an awesome attitude.
So the step is now completed. 3 of 3 is now complete. So go back.
Sidebar button.
To the list of tasks, and I'm going.
Add a task. Please go to my job interview on Monday. Incomplete task. Important task. 1 of 3 steps completed. Due Monday, March 18th. Button.
Okay, now voiceover
is available.
Notice how voiceover is saying, you know, all the information as I update the information in the task. It's saying, okay, still important tasks, incomplete task, and it's 1 of 3 steps are completed. I'm going to. This is where the real fun of this app is actually it. I'm going to flick up or down with one finger. My rotor is in the
character actions
automatically just by scrolling.
Add, please go to my job
through the tasks, and I'm going to flick down.
Complete.
Down again.
Add task to my day.
Hmm?
Remove importance.
Delete task.
Move task to another list. Activate default.
Or edit the task or going to the task.
Complete.
I'm going to complete the task. I'm going to double tap.
Completed task. Recharge my speaker. Incomplete task. Amy day. Added to my day. Remind.
So you will actually hear a ding. Double tap to complete the task or a step. You hear this kind of ding as you are doing it for some reason. But you are going to hear a ding the task or complete the step in a given task. And as voiceover just did, it bumped me back to the other task I created because I completed the other tasks. That's just as kind of a visual or kind of a thing. You cross out something, you complete, and tick tick. So,
add a task, text, add, recharge my speaker.
So, the recharge my speaker is now at the bottom, at the very most recent task. I'm going to demonstrate the
list name, list options button.
List options now. One double tap.
List options, heading, done, button, edit, button, sort, button.
You can edit the list. You can sort it also by most recent, first at the top or most recent. But I prefer to have it at the bottom because that's where I can just add a task if I wanted to or see the most recent things I need before I do another task.
Change theme button.
You can change the theme for those visual users. You can, you know, have whatever blue background or blue contrast, or I actually haven't been here, but that's probably new.
Show completed tasks button.
And show completed task, you can have it to hide completed tasks, which is currently selected. I've actually hidden my complete tasks. This way VoiceOver jumped me back to the task, and the task is no longer showing. The interview task.
Show completed tasks button.
And that's it.
Click done button.
We'll go back and...
Sidebar button.
And now I'm going to explain what the sidebar is. I'm going to double tap here. This is very top of the app.
Side. Photo of you, Humberto Avila.
Photo of you, that when you double tap, it brings you to your account and your settings for your account, and you can unlink your Microsoft account. So that's what this photo is.
Search button.
Search. You can search the entire app for tasks. If you have like thousands of tasks you need to do throughout the year, you can search them and find out all that.
My day list, one uncompleted tasks.
Okay, my day. If we remember earlier, I added tasks to my day. I can actually go back in here.
Select it. Sidebar button.
And find out what it is.
Access list options. Yesterday, 0 of 1 completed. Summary card of your recent tasks button. Heading.
Another feature of this app is you can do the tasks that you completed. But I'm actually...
Not now button.
Not now. We can...
Review button. Recharge my speaker. Incomplete task. Tasks. From tasks. Remind me at 3 p.m. button.
Okay, so
actions available.
That's the task I added to my day. And that's the task that is showing. After all, the prompt that says that if I need to summarize my tasks, you can click the not now or review.
Photo of you, Humberto Avila.
I went back to the main app interface.
Search. Select important list. 3 uncompleted tasks. Selected. My day list. 1 uncompleted.
After my day, it's going to be the
important list. 3 uncompleted tasks.
Important. I have 3 important tasks to complete.
Planned list. 8 uncompleted tasks.
Planned is those tasks that you have like due dates and slash or reminders. And I'm flicking right to get to the information.
Tasks list. 14 uncompleted tasks.
And just regular tasks in a broad sense of tasks. You just like all the tasks unfiltered.
New list button. New list
button. And you can create a new list. And that's all. And that's it for me. I hope you can see the benefit of this app as I have already. If you're such a go-getter and goal-setter and all that, this task is to-do app is going to be very useful to you. This helps and it's great. This is just a great app. It's very accessible. Listen to how VoiceOver is responding to all that. But that's it. That's basically the gist of how you can use this. If you need to contact me, once again, my address is avila.berts.uberto2@gmail.com. Once again, the address is avila.berto2@gmail.com. Thanks so much for listening and have an awesome day. Happy doing.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.